From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. With less than 2 weeks left in the state's annual legislative session, lawmakers still have some big items they want to tackle. As part of our Capitol Conversation series, Binta Berkland sat down with State House reporters to discuss the end of the session.
I'm here with John Frank, a reporter for the Denver Post, and Ramsey Scott with the Colorado Statesman. John, only a few days left, but still a lot of items for lawmakers to discuss.
That's right, and these final 8 days will largely define the entire session because there are so many big-ticket items still out there. We've got construction defects, hospital provider fee, a new effort to move to a primary for the presidential race here in Colorado, as well as a number of bills dealing with beer and liquor sales and grocery stores. There's a lot to watch for, and a lot of these items, in fact, are part of the governor's agenda for the session. His top priorities are still outstanding.
Governor Hickenlooper seems to be optimistic that some of these items that he's had on his agenda since the beginning of the session will actually be able to gain some traction and see the light of the day, including the primary bill, which he believes that by the time it's all said and done, the momentum behind it will have gained some traction and it'll actually see some success.
There is a balancing act because some of these big policy changes, stakeholders work together a long time, sometimes behind closed doors, to try to iron out the kinks. But then there comes a point where it needs a public hearing and a debate. John, it only takes 3 days for a bill to pass at the State House, but these complicated issues can take a lot longer. So the question is, have they waited too late on some of these things?
And not only that, but the calendar's backed up with dozens of other bills, and they still have a lot to do. We're highlighting the major issues, but there are a dozen more bills still to be done. So time is of the essence, and it will take a lot of political will to really push things over the finish line at this point.
Ramsey, do you think they're going to have that will as we're gearing into election season? It's already been here, but they're going to be out of the Capitol soon and campaigning full-time for a lot of them.
If I knew that answer, I'd be buying a lot of lottery tickets as well. I think that there is going to be some movement on construction defects and on some other issues like that. But whether or not it actually gets done and sees the light of day, I'm a little suspect that a lot of the priorities will get finished. I think construction defects, something will happen. But, you know, the primary bill, it could be dead on arrival in the Senate just because of the backlash against it.
It's deja vu. We're here at this exact same point last session with construction defects still on the table, with a primary bill on the table. We saw nothing happen with either of those. And this is an election year, so there's a lot higher stakes for these lawmakers. This entire session has really been about these political message bills, you know, setting up the arguments for November. And these final days may be about just continuing that message about which party's better than the other.
John, you're right. I mean, there's just been message bill after message bill that has been getting a lot of the effort. And these other issues, whether it be liquor store, whether it be construction defect or primary, are almost afterthoughts. In this session, just because I think this is more about preparing yourselves for November as opposed to working towards May.
Thanks. That was Ramsey Scott with the Colorado Statesman and John Frank, a reporter for the Denver Post. I'm Binta Berkland, and you've been listening to Capitol Conversation.